There must be a lot of fall weddings in San Diego this year because almost everybody I know has been doing the Bachelorette weekend theme. Can't be just a night out with the girls anymore. A little wine, maybe a little prayer group. Now it's like an entire weekend. But what is a Bachelorette party like from the eyes of a soon-to-be mom? Woo! Party! Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSO.
Now, normally after having a whole Bachelorette weekend, you'd be like, guys, or maybe even call in sick on Monday.
Yeah, Tanya, you seemed actually more awake and alert when you got back from the Bachelorette party. Yes, you
Did, like,
let me get back to work, please. Yay. What? Not the same scene with the girls when you're an expectant mother into your second trimester, is it?
No, definitely not. I celebrated, well, we celebrated my soon-to-be sister-in-law, Bianca, this weekend. We went to Palm Springs, house.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Yes. How many family do you have in this city? I mean, like thousands?
No.
Every time I hear you're at a cousin's.
It's true.
I mean, it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm all about La Familia, but
we just have a lot of family. I know. And then it's like, it's not just the immediate family. It's the extended family.
Yes,
sure. It goes on.
Yeah. Yes. So who is this again? Your soon-to-be sister-in-law.
Yes. So this is my brother's fiance.
It's a big deal.
My little brother's fiance.
This is your sister, essentially. Now.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, absolutely. Right. She's part of the family. So threw her a little bachelorette party and
Wait. I saw the pictures. That was not a little bachelorette party.
Oh, was it?
You had an awesome house.
Yes, we did.
In Palm Springs. You spent the weekend there.
How hot was it, Ben?
It was in the 90s, but it's Palm Springs hot. Heat is different. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because
you expect it to be hot.
Yeah, I think so.
I heard that you were up at 5 in the morning recording something, so I'm very curious how crazy this party must have gotten.
So crazy.
I'm guessing you're just rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a listen.
Hi, good morning. It's Tanya. I'm here at this wonderful...
Who are you working for right there? Hi, good morning. It's Tanya.
This is the Today Show.
Yeah.
I love
You're talking to yourself.
I know.
Hear that again. This professional intro.
Hi, good morning. It's Tanya. I'm here at this wonderful, amazing, super fun bachelorette party in Palm Springs. It's 5:36 in the morning on Saturday.
Which means you're just rolling in.
Uh-huh.
You've been assigned to go to the store because you're the most sober one being pregnant to get everybody a greasy breakfast.
No, not really.
Okay, what a shock.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what could possibly have happened.
What am I doing awake when I don't have work? I'm here at Vaughn's like 30 minutes before they open because I need to get ginger ale, Gatorade, and soup for one of the girls at home that has been throwing up all night long.
A little stomach flu probably? It's been going around from what I heard.
Yeah, no.
No?
Wrong again, John.
Really?
Yeah.
Here I am also always glass half full.
Uh-huh.
Because you know what? That's what a mom-to-be does. And that's what the sober chick in the house does. It's been real fun, guys. I've been cleaning, cooking, serving shots, and having a great time all weekend.
You're their maid.
Basically.
They're brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, is that what a mom is, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
mom is a maid.
Chauffeur.
Everything.
That's
judge.
What I took them to dinner. I made dinner. I made breakfast. I made lunch. I cleaned up after them. I mean, I'm not kidding. I really tapped into like my mom duties this weekend.
Well, listen, part of mom duties are do your own chores. besides the bride, were all these women somewhat incapacitated?
No, but I think just like, I think because I wasn't like laying around drinking.
Sure.
All morning long, I think I kind of just like filled the time with, how can I help you? Like, what do you need?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It was just like came natural to
me. And you are, you're getting ready to have a baby at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So maybe that all kicked in. You just didn't expect your babies to be 5.5 feet tall.
It's true. Right.
You know?
Yeah. big babies.
So any drama?
No drama.
What?
I know. It was a great weekend.
How was that? A whole weekend full of girls in a bachelorette party drinking, not one piece of drama.
No drama.
That's a miracle from God.
It's true.
Don't you go in expecting to be like the peacekeeper as well at some point in the day as the sober person at the bachelorette party?
Yeah, and I was ready. You know, I could break
right?
up a fight really quick, but no fights, no nothing.
Have you had to in the past?
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear about.
Oh, boy.
Pregnant Tanya's born.
Yeah.
Let's hear about breaking a fight,
Tanya. Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
It was a good weekend overall, I want to say.
Right. So how was your mom practice weekend, which is what it was for
you?
Yeah.
Did you wipe up drool? holding back hair counts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely did that. All right.